You're the worst person that's ever lived on the face of the history of the world. You made it. It's a Friday morning. You're hanging out in the breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good. I'm a little off because I dumped a whole cup of coffee in my shorts.
Oh, no.
In the room.
Not the what? Shorts.
Wait, shorts.
You did a solo dumping?
Yes,
there was
solo
dumping. No one in the room to even laugh at
you.
No. On your Portofino shorts.
Yes.
Oh, no. How's it going, female buddy?
Doing good. My mic's working. So that's a good start.
Hey, all right. And the ratings have plummeted. It is 59 degrees right now. It's going to be the best day we've had in a long time.
Yeah.
Sunny, high of 74. This weekend, it looks like it's going to be sunny tomorrow.
Okay.
High of 83, and then a little bit of rain on Sunday, high of 78. Question for you.
Yeah, buddy.
What time is your tea time at the British Open? You bitch ass bitch. Play some golf. All right, I'm sorry. I'm tired this morning. I'm a little bit tired.
What?
Can we talk about women?
Yeah, sure.
Let's talk about women, guys.
We're talking about it now because his wife's still asleep.
Yep, that's right. I'm a giant coward. So I'm in bed last night.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you guys. The day before Friday is always my favorite sleep day because I know.
So Thursday night?
Thursday night going into Friday because I know I'm not going to get a lot of sleep tonight. But once I'm done with the show today, I get to sleep as long as I want.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? It's like it's like sleep eve.
Okay. Sleep eve.
Sleep eve. So last night, you know, do the dinner thing, right? Kids in bed, wife and I do the cuddle thing. We watch some videos. We send each other on Instagram because that's what you're supposed to do when you're married.
Yeah.
And then CPAP machine goes on.
What a sexy man.
You know it. Got my shoulder pillow. My shoulder is curled up underneath so I don't wake up with a numb arm.
Okay.
All kinds of sexy.
You're in your little nook.
That's right. It's like I'm a spaceship man ready to fly to the moon. And I am about, I'm almost out. It's like 10:30, right? Something like that. Like right on the tip of unconsciousness. And out of nowhere, my wife is screaming. Oh. I could feel the bed.
Was
moving.
She asleep?
No, I don't.
Woke up?
I have no idea. I have no idea what is happening.
God damn.
She's screaming and she's moving in the bed. So like I'm like half groggy. I'm like rolling over. I take my hand out of my shoulder pillow.
Yeah.
Slowly take off my CPAP mask. And she's now she's on the floor. She's jumped out of bed and she's on the floor and she's rolling around and she is screaming at the top of her lungs.
What the hell, man?
I have no idea.
Nightmare?
So, well, no, she wasn't asleep. It turns out she was not asleep. So now I'm scared something's wrong. So I'm naked. I sleep naked. I have jumped out of bed.
Maybe that's what it was. A naked man with a CPAP machine.
There are plenty of naked men with CPAP machines.
I hope not.
You know what would be a great t-shirt at the rock shop?
What?
I'm not wearing anything. But my CPAP machine. So I'm now out of bed. I'm like running around to see because I don't know. Is there something? Is there
she's on the floor.
Yes. Is there someone in the room? Is she having like a medical issue? I don't know. I got to
like
fix my wife. So I go, what's wrong? What's wrong? Spider!
Oh.
Spider!
This pisses me off since day one with women.
Bro, I watched you react to a mouse in this room.
All I did was lift my dainty feet up.
Oh.
Well, that's not screaming.
She's
you would you wanted to though,
blood curdling scream. So she flips the light on.
Yeah,
there is a spider on her covers.
Yeah,
it is, bro.
Yeah,
I don't even know how she felt it.
Yeah,
in the like in her sleep.
Well,
like
she,
I would.
She wasn't asleep. She it ran across my shoulder. It ran across my shoulder. Ah! And she's still screaming.
It's like the telebuns in your room.
I have identified the spider.
Yeah.
Right. The spider is right there. By the way, the spider not moving. It's just chilling.
Well, it's probably frightened of itself.
Can a spider be frightened?
I don't know. They scurry off.
So she won't stop screaming.
Yeah.
To the point where now my 12-year-old, who shares a wall with our room,
yeah.
She is up. She's knocking on the door. Is everything okay? And I'm like, I'm naked. She can't come in. And I'm like, yeah, everything's fine. Whatever. Spider. No big deal. So my wife will not stop. She's on a ball on the floor.
But you know what freaks me out about this story? Your wife's a dermatologist.
Yes. Yep.
She has seen every kind
seen
of
some gross
hideous.
Stuff.
Yep.
Hideous thing.
Just on Tommy alone.
Yes.
Kimmy's mic's back.
Zinging.
But you were
saying. Yeah, like, to your point. Yeah.
Like, I would think she's so desensitized to being shocked.
But
at
I guess everybody has.
Yeah,
apparently. Everybody has their thing that they're afraid of or grossed out by. Yeah.
It's not everybody has their thing. What is with women and spiders?
Kimmy? And bugs in general.
Thank
I
you.
Always, well, I'm a big, like, I convince my husband to keep the spiders because they eat the stink bugs.
Yes, they
which
do.
Which is what I do not like.
Okay. But
so,
you're still.
Yeah, eat the stink bugs.
But you don't like bugs.
Not a fan of bugs, but if the spider's over there in the corner, I'll let it be.
All right.
I just don't want it on me.
So I know today's going to be rough with my wife.
Yeah.
Because I pulled a move last night.
What'd you do?
Well, I you know, we got to fix this. This has got to get fixed.
Fix what? Her fear of spiders?
Fear of bugs. She does not like bugs.
You can't fix
it. Yeah,
okay,
you can't.
No,
I'm going to fix it.
Are you going to expose her to spiders? Make her stick her hand in like a box full of spiders?
She's not a transmission.
I pulled...
Spider therapy.
Yeah.
I pulled a Mike Mulay last night.
God, never say that.
Well, no,
I think your marriage is going to get better.
You told the story. You had a cousin that was afraid of bridges.
My cousin Gary in Auburn. May rest in peace.
fell off a bridge, actually.
Yeah, too. Yeah. My dad found out my cousin Gary could not go across bridges. He was a little kid. So to get him out of it, they're driving around Auburn. He makes Gary get out of the car with all his cousins in the car and make him walk across this bridge in Auburn.
Yeah.
As he's a little boy, he's probably about 7, 8. He's crying. He's shaking.
Fair enough.
Brings it home to my aunt. Hey, I fixed him. He walked across the bridge. The kid's traumatized. And my aunt never forgave my father.
You got to face your fear. That's it. That's the only way you're going to
work. I don't know if that works.
It doesn't.
We're going to find out because last night.
What'd you do? Like shove the spider in her face?
Did not shove the spider in her face. She goes, get the spider. And I go, you know what? No.
But you didn't kill it?
I go, I think you can do this. I believe in you. And I went and got
what'd you want her to do?
I wanted her to get the spider. Because
how?
It's just, you want to.
Like take a tissue, crush it, and flush it?
I went and got her a tissue and I handed her the tissue. And
get
I go,
it.
You can do this. I believe in you.
She probably didn't want to kill it either.
Well, no, she was ready to. If that thing was like a grown person, she would have shot it with a machine.
It is funny how women are so kind to everything, but they turn into the Gambino family as soon as they see a bug. I want him dead. I want his family dead. Find the nest. Kill the nest.
So she was getting upset with me, and I was like, I'm not going to touch it.
Well, you're being a little condescending.
Oh, you just woke me up out of a sound sleep.
I would like
sleep.
You to do this. I will hand you the tissue, but you have to do it yourself.
A teachable moment, as they say.
It was a teachable moment. And look, here's
the thing.
But
this is your chance to play hero. This is your job.
It's not my job. My job is to wrestle with a man that breaks in our room.
Like, your wife is a successful, independent woman. Like, she really doesn't need you for much.
I'm sorry, what was that other word you used there?
A successful, independent woman.
That one.
She doesn't need you for much. This is your calling.
No, okay.
This is what she needs you for.
It is my job to
It's your job to protect her from spiders.
It is my job
I would think you would embrace that.
No, look, I'll throw myself in front of a car. I will take a blade. I will take a bullet. All of these things I am happy to do for my family.
Yeah, I might slowly do those. I'll jump right on that spider. If that puts me in the hero category, doing this, yep.
There have been multiple times where I have had to sprint to a point in the house. Because my wife has been trapped by a bug.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah. Why?
Frankly. Because.
I would think like you embrace that. Like it's an easy thing for you to do that's going to earn you points.
Okay. Look, I get where the logic is there, Kimmy. 252 WCMF last night, my wife and I falling asleep. I'm almost out. I got my CPAP machine on, all that stuff. She starts freaking out. By the way, when it comes to the CPAP machine, Justin writes us on Instagram.
See a papper?
Sounds like it. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, nude sleeper with a CPAP machine here. With the Unity Fist.
What's with the nude sleeping? I don't want to get into it now. Well, you're telling a good story here. I don't want to
Okay. Well, just real quick. Well, why would you not sleep naked? It's almost comfortable.
Because I look gross?
Well, no, yeah, but it's dark.
My wife doesn't want to see my grossness.
It's dark.
It's not that dark. There's not enough darkness to cover my grossness.
So as I have my CPAP machine on, she starts freaking out. She's rolling around on the floor. I think there's, I don't know, is there someone in the room? Is she having a medical emergency? I hop out naked. I run over. Spider. Kimmy, I get where you're coming from where you would want to play hero as a man in that moment.
Sure.
What you don't understand, not having kids,
is
that when you have children in the house and you hear a blood-curdling scream, your mind immediately goes to the most horrific, terrible, scary
thing. How could it not?
Possible. Exactly. So in the 4 or 5 times where my wife has done this and I am as fast as I can sprinting, jumping over gates, bounding stairs to get there, and I get there and I don't see my child in trouble but a bug on the wall, I don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah, but everybody has an irrational fear. Right? I mean, like, you don't like you don't change the light bulbs in your house because you don't like heights.
Yeah, fine.
But he doesn't scream at them.
The light is out!
Well, we don't know that.
No, look, I'm not saying my wife shouldn't be afraid. I'm just asking for a more tempered reaction to a bug that is going to do nothing.
Because you know what happens as you age? I'm going to be 66. Right?
Yeah.
I don't react like I used to when I hear screaming anymore. Because I know 99% of the time, it's nothing. And I will slowly now approach things because every time I go over there, it's nothing.
You're going to slowly approach things whether you think it's nothing or you think it's something.
Probably, yes. But I don't, like, I've been listening. Women have done this to me my whole life. My mother used to do it to my father. my dick grandmother probably did it to my sad grandfather.
I love how your grandfather wasn't a dick, only your grandmother. That guy was
I never met him.
Guy was a dick. He was one of your family members.
Well, you're going to say a Sicilian man that grew up in the late 1800s was a dick?
You know what? I'm sorry. I take it back. I'm sorry.
Those were the nicest people ever.
Yeah, but I guess like men throughout time have been taught to like suppress those reactions, those feelings, because otherwise you're going to get called a bitch, whereas like we're just more open about our emotions,
you are,
so
but
we're free with our screaming.
But you scream
and irrational
so much,
fears.
You tone it out after a while. Like, I'm sure there'll be one day that I'm sure something horrible is going to happen. I'm going to slow walk it, man, because I've been down this road too many times.
And he'll get judged for it. If you found out that actually happened, you would judge him for it, even though every scream up to this point has been spider, stink bug, caterpillar.
Yes. Yeah.
And I just don't get, like, look, I get that spiders look icky. Fine.
All bugs do.
But we're aware in New York that there is not a spider that can hurt you. It can't.
Yeah, you ain't in the deep south.
I mean, we have like black widow spiders, right?
Have you ever heard of anyone having to go to the hospital for a spider bite? Knocking on wood.
Right, you grow up in the south, man. Them bugs are F you up.
We're selling that t-shirt right next to the naked CPAP one.
Everything's poisonous down there.
That's what I mean. Like,
the kids.
We're pretty fortunate here that there's nothing that's really going to get in your house.
I think it's less about, I don't think your wife is necessarily afraid she's going to get bit by the spider. Just grossed her out. It gave her like the feeling.
Okay, heebie-jeebie's fine, but to roll her out of the ground, scream,
So go down to visit my brother in South Florida. Get the rental car, packed at the hotel. Get in the car that morning to take a ride, go to get breakfast. My wife starts screaming. I'm in the car and go, what? There's a black bug on the windshield inside. She goes, you've got to pull over. I pull over. She gets out of the car so I could go get it out of the car. So I reach up, and I pinch it, and I throw it. She goes, there must be more in here.
What, did you want a full bug expedition?
Yes. I go, honey, there's nothing else in the car.
I don't get it.
I know.
I don't get
it. She got out of the car, man, like we were being robbed or carjacked.
We got lots of advice coming in on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Epacuin? I don't know. Writes us on Instagram. He says, okay, Duffy, nude CPAP sleeper here, too. We got that out of the way. you should have been the hero. Teach her later. Tommy needs to be careful. The spider could carry him away. Valid point.
Tommy's so small. He's a little guy. There he goes with the spider. He's trapped in the web.
Okay, so there was one thing to wrap this story up that I will agree I went too far.
Because,
like, thus far, wife freaks out. Yeah. I throw the CPAP mask off naked, run over, check on my wife. She's rolling around. I make her handle the spider. Cause, you know,
did she do that?
She did it.
Ah.
She did it. But she was making this noise. She sounded like a Clydesdale that just got hit by lightning. So everything settles down.
Yeah.
She calms down. We get back into bed. And now I'm wide awake.
Yeah.
And... yeah, I'm a funny guy.
Yeah.
Time for jokes.
Oh, it's jokey joke time.
Okay.
So I got a box of tissues I keep next to my bed to blow my nose. And I took one of the tissues while she's like facing
the
other
way. How did you blow your nose with your CPAP in?
Well, I got to take the CPAP off.
Okay. Just curious.
So it's a big operation around that house. It's to go to bed.
So I take one of the tissues and I roll it into a joint-like thing, And as she
made a doobie out of it.
Yeah. As she was about to fall asleep, rubbed the tip of her ear, and she flipped out again.
No, why would you do that, man?
I'm awake now. You gotta be.
She had to be pissed off.
Oh, she was out of her effing.
Oh, God.
Stop it! It's possible we in Rochester just weren't ready for this.
Okay.
It's possible that this theory actually doesn't hold water and makes things worse.
Mm.
But whatever the reason,
there
is an issue. On the east side.
What happened?
Well, for the last month, if you are driving east, trying to get past Fairport, you ain't going nowhere.
It's a little slow.
And the state is trying to come out and reinforce, guys, you got to do it this way if you want it to work.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break. We're Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF traffic on 490.
Mm-hmm.
While they have been working on the Erie Canal Bridge just past Route 31 there, has been worse than anyone could have imagined.
Yeah.
Have either of you been stuck in
it? Oh, yeah. Okay. How can you not?
Well,
because I sometimes forget not to go that way.
So, my daughter had hockey camp last week in Fairport, and thank God I'm remembering this traffic's going on, so I'll just pop on my Maps app, to show me the way that's mm-hmm. like, okay, when I have to drive the other way home.
Yeah.
If you have not seen this, there is no exaggeration. Every time I have driven by, the traffic is at a standstill for about a mile.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is moving. And the culprit of this traffic, during this construction, when they started it, New York State debuted a new way to make traffic move faster. They call it the zipper method.
Mm.
And the idea is you stay in your lane, no matter what your lane is, until the last possible moment.
Yeah. You just alternate cars.
You got it. And the state was trying to make this as easy as possible. They have a sign and a marker where you, in the left lane, are supposed to now get over and start zippering with people. Every other car. Bang, 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 bang. And they have really sold this thing. Like, there's multiple signs.
Yeah.
Right? Yet, despite that, it's not working.
Hey, nobody went to zipper training.
People aren't used to it.
No.
And this method that is now supposed to be more efficient
is just pissing everybody off.
And it's making things 1,000 times worse. Like, I...
Because there are some people probably trying to do it while others have no idea what's going on.
You nailed it. And it's not even, Kimmy, it may be past the not even, and not having any idea what's going on, because we have been trained our entire lives to not be that douche that drives in the left lane.
Skips a lot.
Exactly. Right? Like, how many times have you been in traffic on the thruway, on 590, on 490, where it's all backed up, everybody does the right thing and starts to get into the right lane, and then that one dick
zips up
all the way to the front and then puts the right blinker on, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to be that guy.
No.
But this method insists on you doing that. Mm-hmm. It's counterintuitive to human nature.
Yeah, it is. And that's why nobody knows how to do it.
It got so bad last Sunday.
How bad was it?
On Sunday, excuse me. There was an accident. Oh. They had to shut down.
That'd be a pretty slow accident.
Well, it was the Hozier concert going out to Canandaigua.
Yeah.
So you had that traffic, a traffic accident at some point.
Oh.
They had to shut down 490 at the second Pittsburgh 490 entrance. So I was bringing my daughter home from hockey, and all the cops were getting people off there to loop them around.
Go down 96 to go down to Canandaigua.
That's what it looks like. Oh, it was.
That would suck.
Brutal. So
that construction looks like it's going to be a while. Mm-hmm.
And I think they're going bridge by bridge by bridge.
It looks like it.
All the way down 490.
Yeah, well, they're all rotted.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happens when you don't invest in infrastructure for 60 years. So this could be a multiple year problem that we're looking at. So my question is this.
What's that?
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Because it's not often I feel bad for people on the east side, but I do actually feel bad for you people right now.
Thank you, Pat.
You're welcome. Do you just go back to the way you were doing things before to see if that makes the traffic better?
Oh, like the normal merging.
Every man for himself.
Rules, yeah.
Well, I mean, look, if this is
the
not.
Unwritten merging rules.
But it ain't working, Go back to just fighting for it. Yeah.
Well, it kind of sounds like that's what people are doing, right?
Yeah.
And that's what's holding it up.
Well, but it's only holding it up because they're trying to get them to do something else. Like, do you just abandon the zipper method? Because it seems like for some reason they're very invested in the zipper method.
Mm. Yeah, but like you said, if it's backed up. What are you going
to
do?
Well, okay, but they went out on the news this week to remind people. Zipper method, people. You got to kick out the zipper method.
But there's not like a law saying I have to do the zipper method, is it? I wouldn't get a ticket if I'm just being a dick.
I'll be honest with you. I have no. Well, no, because you would be getting over earlier, so they wouldn't even know that you weren't doing the zipper method.
Yeah.
I don't know what the answer to that question is. It's just weird they decided, look, we're going to do this new thing now. It's obviously not working, and nothing is changing. Right?
Yeah.
It's a little bit strange. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Pete. Hey, Petey, how are you, buddy?
The zipper method isn't the problem. It's these idiots doing 45 through the work zone. It's 55. Everybody's doing 55. We're cool. No, it's one guy that has 20 cars in front of him that are empty, and he's doing 45 through the work zone because he doesn't want to hit the barrier.
He's even doing the voice. He's doing 45.
Doing 45.
So the Tommies, you're saying?
No, Tommy goes too fast.
Oh, true.
55. It's 55 through there. Let's everybody do 55.
Well, Pete, but if people were doing 45, you'd just be doing 45 through the construction. That doesn't seem to be.
Yeah, it'd still be traffic jam. Yeah.
That's why it gets backed up. If everybody's doing 55, then there's no gaps in between. 55
is the key to this thing, Pat. Pair of nickels solves all.
All right, so Pete, you're on record as being pro zipper method.
I'm not pro zipper. That's not really the method, but it gets you through if everybody's doing the speed limit.
All right, Pete. Thank you. That was very insightful. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Who knows?
All right. Everybody have a great day.
Thanks, buddy. There goes Pete. 252 WCMF. Again, there the traffic on 490 going east near the Erie Canal Bridge construction past 31F, where they're doing all of it, is brutal. It is brutal. It's because New York State is trying this new method to try and cut down on traffic, which seems to be having the opposite effect. And it's gotten so bad that the state DOT had to come out in Rochester this week and say, hey, guys, hey, all the signs you put up and this new thing we're doing, need you to observe the zipper method because there's standstill traffic for a mile every single day. And it sucks. Hachiroku writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. I went to West Virginia last year. On one of the highways down there, there was construction going on, and every single vehicle for 5 miles was in the right-hand lane. Not really knowing what was going on myself. You liar.
Let me just see what's up here. Maybe it changes.
I stayed in the left lane, passed all 5 miles of traffic. It was the most ridiculous thing. They didn't share those lanes. It would have cut the traffic jam in half. Zipper merge is a good idea, but it needs to be taught more.
Taught. Need to go to zipper school.
Okay, look, man, I am not going to believe you for a second. When you saw everybody in the right lane, that you were like, oh, this must be a West Virginia thing.
5 miles of open lane.
If I'm sitting in that traffic and I'm watching Harichoku, Hichiroku, whatever your name is.
And his New York license plate.
I'm losing my effing mind.
But every now and then you'll get somebody who I call the hero that pops out just a little bit to prevent those people from going around. And sometimes it's a big-ass truck.
Yep.
Yeah. And you're like, yes, do it for the 5 miles of cars behind you.
So that's just it. Like, if we have been conditioned our entire lives to look at that person who keeps in the left lane as a dick, why do you expect a couple of signs to change our human condition, man?
So what pisses you off more, the guy that pulls up in his car or the guy in a motorcycle? Because you'll see motorcycles do this all the time. Like, they'll haul ass all the way up the shoulder then try to cut in. Because they're smaller.
I think the motorcycle pisses me off more because I'm afraid I'm going to hurt that person.
It's dangerous, but I also but to me, I guess, because it's a smaller vehicle, it doesn't hold up the line as much.
No, but it's the arrogance of it. It's the arrogance. Because here's the thing. I don't even care about the holding up the line with that person in the left lane. It's one car. It's the arrogance of you thinking, well, I am far too important to sit in this traffic jam with the rest of you.
I have a Harley.
Excuse me. Pardon me. Come here. By the way, it seems that they're getting an unbelievable amount of complaints.
Oh, sure.
And it's funny because a couple years ago we were talking about infrastructure on the east side versus infrastructure on the west side. And this is just somebody calling the show.
Mm.
But someone who had worked for the state called up and said they had experiences where they were doing things on the west side. That project was paused to immediately go take care of things on the east side. And his theory was that east side, where the money is, that's where the projects get priority.
Makes sense. That's how the world works.
Okay, so now that we are fixing this bridge infrastructure and it starts on the east side where people want it done, you're also getting the experimental how all of this works construction, right? Like, you got what you want and you're going to fix our thing. What the hell is going on here? There's got to be another way. We've been doing this for how long? How have we not mastered the ability?
Traffic.
Yeah.
Because everybody has a different idea of how it should go.
Because there's only so much you can do. I mean, if you're doing construction, you only got, what's your options?
Yeah.
So I do wonder, because I'm guessing, like, you know, if you become a truck driver, are you taught methods to go by in these situations? Because you're hitting construction all the time, I'd imagine. So, like, those people would know best, like, what the best method is, right?
I also feel, and I know we have a lot of truck drivers, so, you know, I love you all. I feel like truck drivers hear one thing one time, and they just stick with that for the rest of their lives, right?
Well, they don't really have any options.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't go off certain roads and start driving around looking for, I'll get these strawberries to you next week.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from John. John says, stop being such crybabies. It's an easy solution. Just get off at the St. John Fisher exit. That will take you to any place you need to go on the east side without getting stuck in the traffic. I see people coming the other way, too, and it blows my mind that they are not taking alternate routes.
Yeah, but that's if you remember.
Right.
You know, I think most of the time you're stuck in that because you forgot that it was going on. You don't go out that way often. Yeah. So.
Valid point. Here's the other issue, and we've talked about this on the show before.
What's that?
The east side is the hardest part of town to navigate because every road is winding and quaint.
Majestic. Yeah.
Yes. So, like, you're right. I could get off and find an alternate route unless I'm taking 96 all the way to somewhere, right? It's going to take me 10 times the amount of time it would have taken me to get somewhere else.
And if more people start doing that, then that gets clogged.
Thank you.
So what's the difference?
Bro, like, okay, so 31, is it 31F that Fisher is on right there?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so Like, my daughter plays hockey at the Rochester Ice Center.
Yeah.
All right, it's out in Fairport. It is, like, 7 miles from the exit. And it's, like, a full 25 minutes to get there from the 31F exit. Because you got to go through East Rochester. Mm. You got to go through the entire village of Fairport. You got to go up some weird-ass hill with, like, a 90-degree turn where everybody's waiting to go. You guys designed that side of town so poorly. So it's either sit in traffic for the same amount of time or keep moving on these weird-ass winding roads that all look exactly the same.
Yeah, but enjoy the view.
I hate all of you. All of you. It's a very unique idea.
Okay.
Something you normally would see in a major city, and now we have it in our own backyard.
Nice.
And when you hear what it is, it's almost like someone went into Tommy's brain, scooped out the little amount that was in there, and created his ultimate fantasy.
Wow.
This was made for you.
Wow.
Which is interesting, because Kimmy, when we tell him about it, he's going to find 1,000 reasons to hate it.
Yep.
You're hanging out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How'd you like to get your jazz on?
Jazz?
Jazz.
Jazz.
Dig this, cool cats.
What's coming?
Rochester has a new jazz lounge.
And really?
And it's super unique.
No kidding.
Vanny's Jazz opened yesterday, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have live jazz performances every night that they are open, along with specialty cocktails and a variety of finger foods. It is located inside the Inn on Broadway, which, for those who don't know, is one of Tommy's favorite places, was back in the day.
Yeah. So they redid the whole thing, huh?
Maybe not.
All right.
Well, it's going to be hard to find when you get in on the Inn on Broadway.
Well, it's not that big of a place.
I understand. The jazz club is only accessible by secret entrance.
So it's a speakeasy?
Yep. It's inside the hotel somewhere. It doesn't say in the story where it is, and it sounds like you have to find it when you get in the hotel.
Somebody, like, you go and you go to the front desk because it's a hotel.
I don't know. Maybe they tell you, maybe they don't.
Really?
How do they know if you're a screw or not, bro? It is a throwback to the jazz speakeasies of Prohibition. And I've seen, they had a picture of it. It looks really, really
cool. I'm sure. The place is gorgeous.
All right. So, Kimmy.
Yeah.
You have a jazz club
in
a high-end downtown cool kind
of
place.
Tommy's side of town.
That's right. It's exclusive to the people who know how to find it.
Yep.
It's got Tommy Mulet written all
over
it. Sure
does. VIP.
Ooh, baby boy. You going?
I don't like that. I got to go hunt.
It's too much work.
Yeah, hunt and peck for this thing?
What? It's exclusive.
I don't get it. It's not really exclusive if I find it.
Well, you found it.
Yeah, you got to find it.
But if I find it, everybody can find it.
That I agree with. Okay, this could not be made more than it is for you.
But why do they got to make it so irritating?
Why are you, what?
Like, I got to go hunt the goddamn thing down?
Well, it just makes it cool and unique.
Do I need like a password or some crap?
I got to
download?
Maybe.
Got to download, he says. Yeah. Remember, Kimmy, during Prohibition when everyone had to download the passwords?
Now, if I got to, like, scan some code and then do that.
There's nothing about scanning. There is nothing about scanning.
And by the way, when you find it, everything inside is tailored to you.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Even the chairs are tiny.
Really?
Not really, no. No, it's funny, man. Like, if I didn't know any better when I was reading the story, I would have thought it was a plan to trap and kidnap you. That's how for you this is. And you still ain't going to go check it out.
No, I'll check it out. No, you know I love that place.
I know you love that place, but I know you also don't want to do any extra work ever.
I don't. Nope. I do not.
Is this going to be successful? 252-WCMF, 252-9263?
Well, based on the fact that the jazz festival is so successful.
Yeah.
And this is a big jazz town. A lot of people love jazz. I would say yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, I remember going to bars with you to go watch jazz, and there were literally threes of people. Bro, we never went to a bar. You would, okay, for those who don't know, I have known Tommy since I was a teenager doing comedy together, and because nobody liked him, he would need me to go drink with him when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So he would like be like, oh, man, I know this really cool bar, and we would go, and it would be me and Tommy, big fat guy in a suit, skinny old guy in a suit, and like, two girlfriends of the guys playing in the freeform jazz band.
Yeah.
Those places were never full.
But think how fast we got our drinks.
So I get that we are the home of the Rochester International Jazz Festival.
You also have the music school, so you have an endless supply of jazz musicians.
You're right.
Constantly.
And those people are wildly talented.
Yeah.
But I would argue most of the shows that people go to at the jazz festival have nothing to do with jazz.
True. Like but there is a big hardcore jazz crowd in this town.
No, I remember meeting all three of them.
I think those guys are still around.
Kimmy, you remember that jazzy show the Los Lonely Boys did?
But that may be part of the issue with a place like this? Because I think it's going to be super popular with a pretty wide range of people just because of the whole...
Secrecy.
Like, it's a cool concept.
Yeah.
I think, though, once you get in there, you're going to get the extreme jazz fans that just want to be there for the music. And then you're getting people that want to be there because the bar is cool. Mm. I don't know how well those people mesh.
I'll tell you.
Like, I'm listening to the music. Shut up. Don't talk. You know, this is made for it to be a quiet place where I can take in my favorite genre of music, and then the people that are just there to, you know, post about it.
No, I'll tell you how well they'll fit in, because as a man who would wear my funny, wordy T-shirts that were popular in the mid to late 2000s,
yes,
and my fitted...
This isn't a place for your jokey jokes.
I sit and drink a Labatt Blue right at the bar while Tommy and all his... douchey quarter zip jazz fans were sipping. It's in it. It's called a pomelo. I would get such daggers shot at me.
My wife will hate this.
Your wife will?
She'll go because it's boring. She hates it. She's not a jazz fan. Yeah, she likes country music.
But she gets like the cool bar aspect of it.
Yeah,
like,
but she gets bored with the music. She always says, "Man, this music's really depressing."
252-WCMF, a brand new, really cool venue opening up this week in Rochester. It's called Vanny's Jazz Lounge. It will be inside the Inn on Broadway. It is a, like we said, jazz lounge, very cool scene,
yeah,
speakeasy style. And when you get into the Inn on Broadway, you have to find it. Mm. There is a secret entrance to get into the venue. So, I'm sorry, go ahead.
So when you say that you have to find it, if you go in here, you ask where it is, do they not tell you? And you just sort of start meandering around the building?
I don't know, because it is a hotel. You don't want to like walk into somebody's
room. Yeah. Banging on doors. You got jazz in here.
I would imagine they're going to tell you where
it
is.
They have some type of guide, I would guess.
But no, yo, Kimmy touched on this isn't the only place like this. There's a place in Fairport that opened up over, was it last summer?
Another speakeasy.
Yeah, within the last year. Yeah.
So like, it's only open on certain nights for a couple hours. You need, like, a reservation that are booked out, like, way in advance, and you would not be able to find this thing if it weren't for, like, the secret directions they give you.
Right.
Why has the speakeasy Kimmy become popular again?
I think it's the exclusiveness of it, right? Like, if you find your way into the speakeasy, well, you kind of have a different experience than most people. It's just kind of brag and say you got to go in.
All right, can I counterpoint?
What's that?
Sounds really dumb.
Well, because you didn't really do anything. I mean, it's not like the cops are going to bust in there with the billy clubs and throw you in the paddy wagon. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like going to the mall to get a tattoo now. It doesn't mean anything.
It's like being in a VIP room.
No, but it's not, because all I have to do is go to the website when there's an open reservation.
Yeah, but
reservation.
Nobody else.
By the way,
in
the
that
VIP room, I got to be rich enough to spend $300 on a bottle of vodka.
Oh, no, it's not. We're not talking strip club VIP room. Just, she means the whole thing is VIP, because I'm in and you're not. You don't get to go tonight. I got my speakeasy reservations 2 months in advance, much like what would happen in Chicago in the 1920s.
Yes.
Get my speakeasy reservations. Tommy, can I ask you a serious question?
Go ahead.
Because, again, this is made for you.
It is.
Exclusive, jazz, cool bar.
Cocktails.
Place you already love, and you're still like, nah. At what age is fun no longer fun?
Oh, for, like, people like me?
Well, I'm asking, because, like, things that you 25 years ago would have jumped out of your chair to do.
Oh, yeah.
Today, you have no interest.
Yeah.
And at some point in your life, what was fun became no longer fun.
Yeah.
When did that happen for you?
I think the turn happens around 55, 60.
Okay.
You know? Like, you just start, it's a slow bleed.
To folks that have turned that age, people that have parents that are that age, and you watch it from afar.
Yeah.
At 55, 60, do you no longer have the ability to have fun ever? Because you never have fun.
I have fun.
What's the last fun thing you did?
I drank last night.
Okay, again. Like,
yeah, but you didn't drink in a social fun way.
No,
you drink just because you enjoy drinking.
I mean, this show's fun.
Okay, yeah.
Not when you're not kicking me around.
Oh, my butt hurts. Oh, I got
like that.
Got a speakeasy butt.
Like, oh, you're
got to have a password to get my butt, and I gave it to everybody.
You and my dad are the same age, and your idea of fun is much different than his idea of fun.
Well, your dad's
his idea of fun is like getting drunk and doing cannonballs into the pool.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not. I don't want
to
get wet.
Well, you would have to do a BB. So little. No, but like, okay, like, I get you find drinking fun. Yes, I agree with you.
I'm also a loner.
Yeah.
A rebel.
No, I'm just a loner.
No. When you call yourself a loner, it makes you sound cool, not pathetic. Kimmy, what's the pathetic term for loner?
I'm a guy who doesn't root for his friends. I don't root for my friends.
Okay, I get the show's fun. Yeah. I get you like drinking alone. Yeah. Okay, fine. What is the last thing you left your house outside of this job to do where you are looking forward to it?
Oh, what do I like going to... What do I, by the time I... it'll come to me.
Okay, you think. Like, should it be alarming in your life when fun isn't fun?
No, it's the way life works, man. You start winding down.
That sounds horrifying.
Yeah, but you're
old is horrifying because right after comes old comes the other thing.
Yeah, but you're kind of in a place in your life where I've noticed other people your age increase the fun. Yeah. Like the fun restarts in a way.
Look at those videos from the Villages. They just opened a Hooters there this week. Did you see that story?
They put a I thought Hooters was done.
Yeah, so did I. Apparently, they opened a brand new Hooters in the Villages in Florida, that old folks' home. Nope. There was a line of like 70 old men waiting for the door.
I thought that was a joke.
No, that's a real video. I want to see some boobies.
Oh yeah, have a cold one. See some warm ones.
Like, it feels like when you get a point, we get to a point in your life where what you found fun is no longer fun.
Yeah,
and you can't find anything new that is fun.
Yeah,
you need to change something.
No, you don't.
You should always be having some kind of fun.
I like when some people tell you, go on, have some fun.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, fun, where are you at? No, it doesn't work that way, man.
Well, maybe.
I'm very comfortable with my sadness. Like, I got to do, you do know that in my mid-40s,
yeah,
I got to, like, jerk around a bunch.
Yeah.
And in my mid-30s, when I should have had a wife and two kids, I got to jerk around a bunch.
Sure, sure.
So I got a lot of that stuff done when I should have been, like, paying attention to my life. I was just being a buffoon.
Look, I understand that
So I had a lot of buffoon years.
I get that you got 3 year lifetimes worth of fun for everyone else's lifetime.
Yes.
Right? Okay, fine. That's fair. What I'm saying is,
I did it.
Even if your new idea of fun is going out and buying, like, a jazz record and bringing it home, you don't even have that.
No, I like my music. I like my, but I don't.
Yeah, you don't even dive deep into the things you do like.
Yeah. And if somebody else wants to talk about it with you, oh, you're not cool.
Also enjoy cigars.
Okay.
A lot of cool guys smoke cigars and drink whiskey.
We got folks waiting us on Instagram talking about this new jazz speakeasy. Sorry. Jazz speakeasy. That's opening in the Inn on Broadway. Tommy described himself as a loner.
Yeah.
But we said that sounded too cool. Adam writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, another word for loner is prick. Yeah, I think that's...
Yeah, I am a major prick.
Knock that out of the park right there.
I'm a prickly prick.
I mean, Kimmy, maybe... Like, we are very fortunate to have this man across from us every single day. Not only because we love him, but because it's a roadmap of what not to do as you get older.
Yes.
An interesting study.
Like, if you're in your 30s and 40s, maybe what is happening in Tommy's life is proof that you should start to find an off-ramp to different fun. Because, look, at some point, what you find fun is not going to be fun anymore.
Yeah, it burns out. Yeah, true. That's kind of what it is. True. You just burn out of it.
Totally fine. Understand. Yeah. It is weird that there will be a point that something you loved your entire life, you will go do it for the last time where it's fun and you don't even realize
it. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
And then you're over it.
And you're just done.
Yeah, if you love going to Bills games, there will be a game where the last game you ever went to.
Now it's too loud and people are obnoxious.
Bingo.
Crowds, cold.
Riding bicycles, going to concerts, whatever it is, you will have your last fun time and wanting to be able to appreciate it because the next time you go, look at
I am jealous, though, if I go to some of these things and somebody who's in their 80s is there still enjoying it, like a concert or something
they're
like
jacked
that.
Up
still,
on meds.
Still up dancing around, and I'm just like, you know what? Good
sit
for
down.
That guy.
We all decided to sit out and watch it.
He's playing pickleball 95.
I am impressed by those people.
Yeah. And they seem like they're genuinely enjoying it.
I know. It pisses me off.
Why does that make you mad?
Knock it off and sit down. Why don't you go off and die?